After all the pressure from government and the security services for mandatory metadata retention, the Federal Attorney General's Department has admitted that Australians can avoid it simply by using overseas services. The admission came at a Senate inquiry this afternoon. It heard that if people used what's known as over-the-top messaging, their communications would likely escape being caught up by ISPs. Over-the-top messaging uses the internet to send messages rather than traditional phone channels, and it's seen huge growth rates over the past few years. The department's also confirmed that any metadata gathered and stored by internet service providers will also be accessible through litigation, for example by Hollywood studios prosecuting copyright cases. Will Ockenden reports.
If there's one thing the smartphone revolution has brought the world, it's an explosion in the different number of ways to contact each other.
Today, we are putting the chat in Snapchat.
People now use Snapchat, Skype, WhatsApp, Twitter direct messaging, Facebook Messenger, Google Hangouts, and even the chat function on the Scrabble app to communicate. It seems there's a new messaging app every week, but while they all work slightly differently from each other, they all have one thing in common. They're all from overseas, and they're all operated by foreign companies. As such, according to the Attorney General's Department, the services won't be included under the nation's proposed metadata retention scheme.
So if my email account is an @iinet.net.au address, it will be within scope. And if my email address is an @gmail.com, it'll be out of scope.
That's Green Senator Scott Ludlam, who was quizzing the Attorney General's Department as part of a review by a Senate committee of the Telecommunications Interception and Access Act.
All I need to do to avoid mandatory data retention is just to take a webmail service.
Webmail includes services like Gmail, Hotmail or Yahoo. Anna Harmer is from the Attorney General's Department.
I don't know that it's quite as simple as that for the reasons that I set out previously in relation to the provision of telecommunications services.
Why is it more complex than that? If I use a cloud hosting provider or GChat or something like that, I won't be caught. If I use an iiNet or an internode address, I will be caught. If it's more complex, please explain how
It's correct that iiNet internode as an Australian carriage service provider, depending on which part of the entity you're using, it is subject to the obligations. Gmail as itself or Google as an entity is not subject to the obligations. So that is in relation to the provision of the email service.
Because services like Gmail use encryption for users who send mail via the web browser, it makes it very hard for authorities to know who is talking to who, which is a pity for the metadata retention scheme, as that is the entire point of it.
Are you trying to drive people away from Australian service providers?
I think we've articulated the intent of the bill, and the government's articulated the intent of the bill in
is
terms of its
an
coverage.
Is that an unintended consequence, that you will be driving people away from Australian service providers?
No, Senator.
It's intended.
I wouldn't frame it in those terms, Senator. I think the government has made it clear that the obligation applies in relation to service providers who maintain their business and their infrastructure here in Australia.
It's not to say the data can't be obtained by police. They can still subpoena the companies for the data, but they won't be able to easily ask Australian ISPs for the information that they want under the current system of warrantless metadata requests. So how much is this whole scheme costing? Well, the Attorney General's Department also told the inquiry that it doesn't know if Parliament will be told the final cost of the metadata retention scheme before the legislation is voted on. And it also confirmed that data stored by telecommunications companies under the scheme would be accessible via litigation.
So what will exist, yes, will be a range of data that is not necessarily retained for that same period at the moment. So some data which is retained for a brief period will now be retained for longer.
That's right, which would be quite useful, actually, if you're a rights holder trying to find out who's downloading your stuff.
Many expected the Attorney-General's Department to take that position, but it does mean that third parties will be able to use metadata for their own purposes. That could include Hollywood studios tracking down people who are suspected of file sharing.
Will Ockenden.